Good afternoon. I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It's been a rather interesting week in Kentucky politics. Joining me to talk about some of the big headlines is former Kentucky Congressman Ben Chandler. Hello again.
Good to be here, Alan, always.
First thing I want to ask you is your reflections on the life of Georgia Davis Powers.
Senator Powers was just a tremendous icon in Kentucky history. She was looked up to so many people and showed so much courage throughout the years, the very difficult years of the civil rights movement, and she's going to be missed. But what an eventful life she lived. I think she lived to be 92 years old and just really saw a lot of things through her life and made a lot of things happen. She was a doer who had great courage, and she meant not only so much to the African-American community in Kentucky, but to really the history of Kentucky.
Rand Paul dropping out of the presidential race. Your thoughts on that?
Not surprised. A little bit surprised that he dropped out before the Kentucky caucus that he created. Of course, he spent a lot of money and caused the Republicans to spend a lot of money on that caucus and dropped out before it even took place. But obviously, he wasn't doing well in the polls and had a showing that was much poorer than he thought it was going to be in Iowa, and probably had a very difficult time raising money. And usually it's the money that causes you to drop out. You know, Jeb Bush didn't do very well either in Iowa, but he's still going, I think, largely because he's been able to raise a lot of money.
The entrance of former Lexington Mayor Jim Gray into the Senate race, you think that sort of hastened the decision-making process for Rand Paul?
Probably so. He was the only candidate, I think, who was trying to both run for the Senate and run for president at the same time, and that's a difficult thing to do, particularly difficult when you have an opponent, a legitimate opponent like the mayor of Lexington, and Mayor Gray is definitely a legitimate opponent. It's going to be a very interesting race as it moves forward.
And Gray has basically already put out there that that this is a consolation prize for Rand Paul, and that Kentucky hasn't really had a senator looking after the state's business since Paul decided to run for president.
I think it's going to be a challenging race for Senator Paul because he does have that difficulty. He has not spent much time in Kentucky in his time as senator and isn't from Kentucky either, so he doesn't really know that much, I think, about the needs of Kentuckians generally, and he hadn't had too many accomplishments that he can point to in his first 5 years, at least accomplishments on behalf of the citizens of this state in particular. Obviously, in the last several months, he spent more time in New Hampshire and Iowa than he has Kentucky. So those will be challenges for him, but this is a conservative state, and he will benefit from that, certainly, and I think will be very difficult to beat. That being said, I think Mayor Gray does give him a very credible opponent and a real race. So it's going to be interesting as we move forward.
Speaking of interesting, an interesting choice for the Democrats to select Sandy Overly as their new party chair.
Sandy Overly, I think, will do a tremendous job for the Democrats. It's rather unusual to pick somebody who is in elected office, but I think Sandy Overly is well-respected, and she's somebody who can get along with Democrats across the spectrum. I think she's a fine choice, and frankly, they're lucky to have gotten her to do it. Being head of a political party in a state is really almost a thankless job. It's a very, very difficult job, and I think Democrats throughout Kentucky should appreciate the fact that Sandy Overly stepped up to do it.
And job one, of course, is holding on to the House.
Well, yes, and it's particularly difficult now because you don't have a governor to support you. So that's a real challenge in terms of raising money. A lot of the job has to do with raising money, and she's going to have to raise money for all these House candidates, going to have to try to hold on to the House. It's going to be difficult, as everybody knows. And the word is that, well, it's clear that the Republicans all over the nation, groups from national groups, are sending money in here to try to take over the Kentucky House, because the Kentucky House is the only chamber in the entire South of the United States that's still in Democratic hands. So it's obviously an important target for Republicans, and it's an important piece for the Democrats to hold on to.
Turning to one issue that made headlines, Hal Rogers has sponsored a bill in the House that deals with abandoned landmines and $1 billion, and it has echoes of Barack Obama's Power Plus plan. Your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts are that the more that we can do for Eastern Kentucky, the better, and we need to be investing money any way we can in Eastern Kentucky, and I salute Congressman Rogers for making the effort to do that. I think it's fabulous that he is trying to bring more money into Eastern Kentucky. And, of course, it is a little bit ironic because that's also what the president is doing. So I think we've got a couple of pots of money that we can use to transition away from coal. And I think everybody understands now, at least they should understand, that coal has seen its best days, particularly in the eastern part of the state. And that's for a number of reasons. One of them, of course, has to do with the climate change issue and regulations related to that. But it also faces competition, free market competition from natural gas in particular, and competition from coal that's in bigger seams and easier to get to in other parts of the country. So it's really going to be difficult to resuscitate that industry, and it's a welcome sight to see us turn to what we can do to make the lives and economic opportunities for Eastern Kentuckians better.
You know, we didn't even touch on Governor Matt Bevin's budget. Any thoughts about what is out there now?
Well, it's a budget of austerity. You know, I think he said so himself. And it's got a lot of cuts, and we'll just see how that transpires. Usually, of course, a governor puts his budget address out there, and then the General Assembly gets hold of it, and it comes out a very different thing. So I would expect this to be no different. I would expect that the General Assembly will put its touches on the budget, and it will probably be considerably different from the one that the governor proposed.
Our guest today has been former Kentucky Congressman Ben Chandler. Thanks for stopping by our studios and telling us about the week in politics in Kentucky.
Good to be with you, Alan, always.